my great pleasure to present this paper on behalf of my co-author, Dr. Chow and Professor Wang. The work was conducted at National Taiwan University while I was a visiting research chair at the university. Now, we know that over the past two decades, Mr. Chairman, it looks like I only have 10 minutes to present my paper, right? Based on my watch, for 10 minutes, right? Okay. Over the past two decades, nanoscale research and development have brought a significant breakthrough in a great many areas of pure and applied sciences. This includes physics, chemistry, and biology. The impacts of nanotechnology on the quality of human lives are enormous and has the potential of leading to the next industrial revolution in this century. Nanoscience and nanotechnology are concerned with materials and systems at atomic, molecular, and macromolecular levels in the length of approximately 1 to 100 nanometer range. You know, 1 nanometer is the demarcation line between true solution and colloidal particles. Nanoparticle accounts for the smaller particle size of colloids. The property of nanoparticles vary with their chemical makeup, with their size, not just size, but also chemical makeup, and also with the interaction of the surface with the surrounding, which changes the property of nanoparticles, as reported by Service 2004 Policy in Science. Okay. The study reported by Lam et al. 2004 and Weihai et al. 2004 provide our first insight into the in vivo toxicity of specific type of manufactured nanoparticle, for example, single-walled carbon nanotubes. The results of this study highlights several key health risk assessment issues associated with manufactured nanoparticle toxicology and exposure assessment. Because of this, nanotechnology and nanomaterials should be developed responsibly with a full appreciation of their environment and health impact, as reported by Dreher 2004. Besides manufactured nanoparticles, the logic base of scientific evidence, as summarized by Banfield Navstosky 2001, there's a book on the nanoparticle environment, and also many scientific literature, including Dr. Joe Dixon's presentation this morning, summarizing the existence of nanoparticle environments. So nanoparticles are present in a wide range of minerals, not only minerals, but organic material, organic matter, and organo-mineral complex colloids in natural environment, including soil, water, and air. However, we know little about the physical chemical property of natural nanoparticles, pertaining to the dynamics and mechanism of transformation of metal organic pollutants in our environment. We know environmental and biological fate, transport, persistence, transformation, and toxicology of natural nanoparticles are even less understood than manufactured nanoparticles. These natural nanoparticles in the environment are not less of a concern than manufactured nanoparticles, because the former are non-foreign sources present everywhere, and the latter, the manufactured nanoparticles, are point sources in the environment, which is easier, much easier to control. Now, we know soil, water, and air are major environmental components which constantly interact with each other through wind erosion, water erosion of soil, leaching, and precipitation. The ultimate sinks of most chemicals and manufactured nanoparticles produced and used by human beings are soil and water. Colloids range in size from 1 nanometer to 1,000 nanometer. Strictly speaking, that's the definition of colloid. Of course, sometimes we stretch the colloid even up to, say, fine silk, because fine silk has colloid behavior. But strictly speaking, colloids in the range of 1 nanometer, which is the true solution, demarcation line between true solution and colloid particles. Nanoparticle, that is 1 nanometer to 100 nanometers, are of particular concern in the colloid interface science due to the narrow size and the associated physical chemical properties. However, separation of nanoparticles from true solution has been difficult. By convention in environmental science, in journals, even in a book edited, published by International Union of Pure and Applied Chemistry in 1992, the book entitled Environmental Particles also talk about, by convention, anything which is smaller than 0.45 micrometer, that is 450 nanometers, are soluble. Therefore, all nanoparticles and a substantial fraction of coarser fraction, that is anything smaller than 540 nanometer, and all of the nanoparticles and then the substantial fraction of coarser particle would pass through the field membrane and are crushed by absorbable materials, which is terrible. So the objective of this study is to collect zero nanoparticle by a scheme which was recently developed when I was a business research chair at National Taiwan University for 9 months plus 3 months, about 1 year or so. And secondly, to investigate the structure transformation and selective physical chemical property of zero nanoparticle. We know zero nanoparticle serve as molecular sieve. Zero has been used in environmental remediation of metal pollution. The zero particles, we disperse them in deionized distilled water by ultrasonification. The nanoparticles in the dispersed GRI suspension were separated by automated membrane ultrafiltration device developed by our research team. I can briefly mention this sketch. Here's our horizontal view here. There are eight syringes which collect the filtration. And here's a syringe, and the most critical part is filter membrane here, because you can control the size of particle pass through or retain the membrane down to 1 nanometer, which is, as I said, true demarcation line between true solution and colloidal particles. And then you can control the size of the collecting bottle as you like, any size from 10 mils, 1 liter, whatever. You can do that. And the bottom part essentially is the mechanized device pump here, which is to go with the idea to separate colloidal particle, including nanoparticle, very effectively. Now, the distribution of particle size of so-called soluble fraction, that is less than 450 nanometer, determined by different size analyzer. First is the less than 450 nanometer particle. You see the particle size distribution. B is between 100 and 450 nanometer particle. You can see that, which is not nanoparticle, because nanoparticle, by definition, should be around 100 or less. And for true nanoparticle, less than 100 nanometer, we use zeta sizer. And from the diagram, you can see that the majority of zero nanoparticle is in order in the range of 20 to 60 nanometer, just the bulk of the particle size of zero in nanoparticle fraction. Then if you take a look at the particle size relation, particle size atomic atoms per unit cell, you can see when the particle size decreases to true narrow particle less than 100, 1 to 25, the proportion, the atom per unit cell decrease from coarse fraction, coarse particles, small particles, same thing is true for sodium or aluminum, but for silicon is opposite. When you the particle decreases down to narrow particle, the atom silicon atom per unit cell increase. Therefore, the silicon aluminum ratio increase with the decrease of particle size to narrow particle. The surface area increased by one more than one order of magnitude. We can see that 24 to 514. And also we have also determined the micropores. The micropore size of narrow particle of xerite is about 0.86 nanometer. The 0.00 charge PDC by electrophoretic methods is about 7.3. Carrying chain capacity of narrow particle is about 800 meters squared per gram. And that this shows the TEM image of xerite, the bulk sample, without fractionation bulk sample. This shows the particle size between 450 to 2,000 nanometer. And this the right-hand side, oops, I lost my, not easy, very tricky. But the far right, it shows the particle size between 100 and 450 nanometer. And the bottom part here shows the particle size of 25 to 100 nanometer and 1 to 25 nanometer. So these fractions are true narrow particle of xerites. And by conventional definition in environmental science, these are water soluble. But in fact, they are not. You can see from the TEM images. This illustrates how the surface feature of xerite particle changes from coarse particle to narrow particle. The X-ray diffraction pattern shows that in the case of bulk sample, very well crystalline X-ray diffraction pattern of xerite. When you move down to 100 and to 450 nanometer, then you don't see it very clearly, but you blow it, the intensity is increased, you still see the xerite characteristics. Peaks. When you move down to 20 and 100, that's a true narrow particle, or 1 to 20 narrow particle, you don't see the characteristic peaks at all. However, X-ray, although X-ray diffraction show non-crystalline in the zero narrow particle, infrared spectra show they still have xerite characteristics. However, when you decrease the particle size to narrow particle, the frequency, the wave number shift to right hand side when the particle size decreases. This is true for 1007 to 1039, and also true for 688 to the upper part there. And then for 544, this is really the characteristics X-ray the vibration of the double four ring in the external linkage between the basic framework units of xerites. You see this absorption band disappear in a narrow particle fraction. And so is the 377, that is supposed to be due to the vibration from the motion of the tetrahedral ring, or the opening of the ring, which also disappear. And the previous two is due to the silicon or aluminum oxygen asymmetric stretching. And the second one, as I mentioned, second one here, is due to silicon aluminum oxygen symmetric stretching. Their wave number increase with decreased particle size. And this coincides with increased silica to aluminum atomic ratio. From this table, it may be seen much clearer than the spectra. You know, for T oxygen, silicon aluminum oxygen is symmetric stretching. You can see that when particle size decrease, it increases. And same thing is true for T oxygen symmetric stretching. When particle size decrease, the wave number increase. In the case of double four ring, you know, the frequency, you know, you can see the frequency from this D4R double four ring up to 25 to 100 nanometer. When you move to the smallest particle size we study, then this frequency disappears. Same thing is for pore opening. Even when the particle size was between 25 and 100, this frequency we could not observe that at all. This means the change of the structure due to the rupture of the external linkage between the zeolite basic frameworks. So this time, 1 minute, I should be able to finish. This, just to summarize, you know, what we have discussed, in the case of zeolite, you have the solarite, the framework structure, you have external linkage, the D4R double four ring structure. When you decrease the particle size, then this linkage, some of the linkage become weaker and then weaker and weaker. When you decrease further, this external linkage disappear. All you can see is the basic framework, and more silicon aluminum atoms are exposed on the surface. Well, that's the definition of nanoparticle. Nanoparticle, the reason why nanoparticle has a unique physical chemical property reactivity is because of increased proportion of atoms, structure atoms, exposed to the surface. This creates the reactivity. So conclusion, analysis of particle size distribution by Marvin Zeta Sizer and transmission electron microscopy show that the bulk of zeolite nanoparticles are between 20 and 60 nanometer. X-ray diffraction data reveal that zeolite nanoparticles, which are defined as soluble substances by convention in environment science, are indeed non-crystalline to poor crystalline substance by X-ray diffraction. If you use synchrotron, soft X-ray synchrotron of aluminum, LH, and KH, you see more detail of the change of structure ordering. We are in the process of doing that. Infrared show that these nanoparticles are indeed zeolite characteristic. Although X-ray diffraction, conventional X-ray diffraction show non-crystalline, but infrared shows they are indeed zeolite. With decreasing of particle size to the narrow particle size range, the silicon aluminum oxygen asymmetric and symmetric stretching vibration shift for higher IR frequency. And the silicon aluminum ratio increased substantially. Not only that, the surface reactivity increased, as I said, mentioned before, the specific surface increased by more than one order of magnitude. And other related physical property also changed. So in our view, the knowledge advance on structure surface properties of zeolite nanoparticles is of fundamental significance in understanding the chemical reactivity and its impact on toxicology and ecosystem integrity and restoration. We know zeolite is commonly used in restoration of environmental contaminants. And finally, I'd like to thank you, our research council, for the funding over the years. Thank you.